ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 22 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एज एलिमेंट्स ऑफ मटेरियल क्रिएशन टेक्स्ट 18। व्यक्तादयो विकुर्वाणा व्यक्तादयो विकुर्वाणा धातवः पुरुषेक्षया धातवः पुरुषेक्षया लब्ध्वा वीर्याः सृजन्ति अण्डम् लब्ध्वा वीर्याः सृजन्ति अण्डम् संहताः प्रकृतेर्बला संहता व्यक्तादयो विकुर्वाणा धातवः पुरुषेक्षया लब्ध्वा वीर्या सृजन्ति अण्डम् लब्ध्वा संहता प्रकृतेर्बला संहता व्यक्तादयो विकुर्वाणा धातवः पुरुषेक्षया लब्ध्वा वीर्या सृजन्ति अण्डम् संहता प्रकृतेर्बला व्यक्तादयो विकुर्वाणा धातवः पुरुषेक्षया लब्ध्वा वीर्या सृजन्ति अण्डम् संहता प्रकृतेर्बलात् व्यक्तादयो विकुर्वाणा धातवः पुरुषेक्षया माताजी वट टू वर्ड मीनिंग व्यक्तादय द महत् तत्व एंड सो ऑन विकुर्वाण अंडरगोइंग ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन धातवः द एलिमेंट्स पुरुष ऑफ द लॉर्ड इच्छया बाय द ग्लांस लब्धा हैविंग अटेन्ड वीर्यः देयर पोटेंसीज सृजन्ति दे क्रिएट अंडम द एग ऑफ यूनिवर्स समहताः एमलगमेटेड प्रकृति है ऑफ नेचर बलात् बाय द पावर ट्रांसलेशन बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ एसी भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद एज द मटेरियल एलिमेंट्स हेडेड बाय द महत्तत्व आर ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड दे रिसीव देयर स्पेसिफिक पोटेंसीज फ्रॉम द ग्लांस ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड हैविंग बीन एमलगमेटेड बाय द पावर ऑफ नेचर they create the universal egg. Since this sloka is not having purport, we are going to read 19 and 20th also. Saptev dhatavah iti tatrartha panchakhadayah jnanam atma bhaya adarash tato dehendriya savah. Translation. According to some philosophers, there are 7 elements, namely earth, water, fire, air and ether, along with the conscious spirit soul and the supreme soul, who is the basis of both material elements and the ordinary spirit soul. According to this theory, the body, senses, life air and all material phenomenon are produced by these 7 elements. Purport. Having explained his own viewpoint, the Lord now summarizes various other analytical methodologies. Text 20. Sad iti atrapi bhutani panchasashta parah puman tair yukta atma sambhute Srishti Vedam Samupavishat. Translation: other philosophers state that there are six elements, the five physical elements, earth, water, fire, and air and ether, and the sixth element, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Lord endowed with the elements that He has brought forth from Himself, creates this universe and then personally enters within it. Purport: Srila Sridhar Swami state that according to this philosophy, the ordinary living entity is included within the category of the super soul. This theory thus accepts only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the five physical elements. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padkamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Scha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaha Vande Sri Guru Dinatarnam Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings from many senior Vaishnavas here. They are like my Siksha Guru. I am learning so many things from them. And they are here to bless me as well as correct me if I do some mistake. So thank you very much for being present in front of me. And also seek blessings from everyone assembled here so that I could speak something from this wonderful chapter and wonderful sloka. So as this chapter is going on, chapter entitled as Elements of Material Creation, I am very much glad that this opportunity has been given to me, because when I read this chapter, and especially when I started reading from sloka number 1 to 18, this the sloka which has been given to me from 18 to 20, I really felt so much blessed. Why? Because I could see how wonderful qualities of the Lord are so beautifully coming out from these slokas. As we have, you know, many times heard from many speakers that how Srimad Bhagavatam is such a scripture where each and every sloka glorifies the Lord. Each and every word glorifies the Lord. So when I went through from sloka number 1 to 18, I was thrilled at how really Lord's wonderful qualities are shining forth for all of us to get enlightened. And one of the qualities which I could see and I am going to express here is the quality of Lord's accommodating nature. How from the sloka number 1 to 18, Lord tells how there are 28 elements and different philosophers, they give different number. And Lord, being a merciful father, a wonderful father, he is not rejecting them or discarding their opinion. He is in fact accommodating them also. Just like a creator. A creator, he knows his creation the best. No one knows better than him. And this particular philosophy, Uddhava Gita, is Lord is directly giving entire thing, the creator's perspective of the creation. So there is no better reference to understand the creation apart from when Lord himself is speaking. However, Lord is acknowledging others' philosophers here. So this is how beautiful quality of a leader, that how a leader accommodates others' viewpoint as well. Just like, you know, if we see this particular book, so the creator knows how this book is, what is its content. But if someone is seeing from front view, he will say it is like a rectangle. Someone will see from side, he will say, oh, it's like having this much length and this much breadth. Similarly, Lord is appreciating all other philosophers' viewpoint, that they are not wrong. They are seeing from this view. And this can only be recognized by a creator, because he sees the complete creation in toto, in its completion. And because he sees everything in complete toto, he can appreciate, okay, he is not wrong. He is seeing from this view. This person is seeing from this view. So here, Lord's accommodating nature and Lord's broad-mindedness is very nicely getting illuminated. And how by this we see that Lord is not eager to find fault. Rather, Lord is ready to give credit. Whatever little right somewhere someone is, Lord is ready to acknowledge. Lord is ready to see that philosopher's viewpoint and acknowledging that yes, this philosopher is speaking from this angle. And that's what from last two verses just we see. Someone is telling that there are six elements and someone is telling as seven elements. No? Just the translation of 18 and 20, 19 and 20. Others philosophers state that there are six elements, the five physical elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and the sixth element, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, and in the 19th sloka, is still, according to some philosophers, there are seven elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, ether, along with the soul and the super soul. So Lord is acknowledging different philosophers' different opinion. So that's how the beautiful quality of Lord is shining forth here, the accommodating nature, the accommodating father. The father who is not just, you know, saying, no, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Oh, this is right, but this is from this view it is right. Oh, this is right, from this view it is right. So the first principle which we can see in this sloka is very, very nicely coming forth. The second, you know, beautiful illumination which is coming in earlier verses. How these different viewpoints are arising? Why this, you know, why not everyone says the same thing? Why these different viewpoints come? So that also is beautifully in one of the purport it is being explained. It is due to the power of material nature. The power of material nature is it will bring conflict of interest. Why? Because everyone who has come to this material world, he is considering him as the center. his opinion as the center. Just like if we'll take a stone and we'll throw in water, we will see one set of circle will start coming from that particular point. And some other person will throw a stone other place, another set of circle will start coming. So again, there will be these two circles will collide. And that's why these different philosophers sometimes fight. No, my viewpoint is right. And other philosophers say, no, my viewpoint is right. And in this way they are fighting. But from where these differences are coming, that is the power of material nature. Material nature means it will bring conflict of interest. Why? Because center is not Krishna, center is me and mine. My opinion. And because my opinion, me is the center, that's why I am saying it is there are six elements, so there are six elements. You are wrong. Someone is saying seven elements, oh, this is right opinion. I am seeing it in complete toto. And that's why we see different viewpoint, power of material nature to create conflict of interest. So there's the second principle which is very clearly coming out from these verses. The third principle which comes is how Lord is the uniting principle. Just like when the stone is thrown at one place in the ocean, another stone is thrown at one place, some other place in the ocean, the uniting factor is the ocean. From the ocean's perspective, both stones are at different places and both can be accommodated. So Lord is the uniting factor. And why Lord is the uniting factor? It's beautiful to understand. In the purport, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada write in one of the purports, because Lord sees the things from above the modes of material nature. And because Lord sees the things above modes of material nature, everything is without any defect. And because everything is without any defect, he can reconcile things. He can very nicely amalgamate or reconcile all these different viewpoints. So beautifully how Lord is the uniter. So that's why we see the principle of unity in diversity. Very, very powerful principle. Many places His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj has emphasized it. In the purport, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada write, unity in diversity, this principle can be applied and can be understood only when someone has elevated their consciousness. I will read the sentence as it is. Such unity of opinion is not based on the absence of philosophical inquiry, nor on the stifling of rational discussion, but is the natural result of a spiritual enlightenment. So it is not that, okay, you know, unity, because someone is saying. No, it is because of the natural result of a spiritual enlightenment. As enlightenment happens, by default, person starts getting uplifted from the modes of material nature, and then, because of the grace of the Lord, he can see the uniting factor. He can see the unity in different opinions. It's like seeing a bigger picture. When we see a bigger picture, automatically all the different parts are included in that picture. If we will not see the bigger picture, the complete picture, we will continue fighting on the small different parts of that particular picture. So this is how Lord is the uniting factor. The third principle. The first principle we discussed is the principle of how Lord's broad-mindedness or Lord's accommodating nature. The second principle, how Lord's material energy creates conflict of interest. The third principle is Lord as the uniting factor. The fourth principle, which comes in very, very clear way, which our dear Braj Mohan Poo has explained in his class so graphically, how these differences are due to people considering the subtle cause to be present in the gross manifestation, and the gross being present in the subtle cause. So from this viewpoint, all the differences are being seen in the elements. Someone is saying, you know, just two examples which Prabhuji had given, you know, curd and milk. So someone is considering, okay, just I will include only the cause. So he will consider milk only. Someone will add only effect, and that is curd, because he will consider milk is already included in it. So similarly, when someone is counting this material element, they are just considering the effect, and they know that in this effect cause is already there, so that's why there is no need to add, you know, other elements. So from this viewpoint, their opinion is right. And how this principle works, we can see in our own lives also. Just like a chair is made. Chair is made up of wood. So in wood, the chair is there. The potency of chair is there in that wood. And in the chair, wood is also there. So both the cause and effect are both present in subtle form. Also, when we create something, for example, I am creating something, then that creation is in my mind. I have made the design and everything. So in subtle form, that design is there in my mind. So the effect which is going to come outside is there already present in the subtle form in my mind. And when it comes forth, the design is due to whatever the mind has made picture. So in this way, the beautiful principle of subtle cause is present in the gross effect, and similarly, the gross effect is present in the subtle cause. The beautiful principle, because of this, different philosophers are analyzing different numbers. This is the fourth principle. If you want to go detail of this, please hear Brajmohan Bose's earlier class. He has gone deeper in this particular principle. And the fifth point, why now someone is saying 6 and someone is saying 7? It will always remain because material viewpoint will fall short to ascertain real spiritual dimension. From our material viewpoint, a spiritual dimensions in its reality cannot be comprehended, cannot be completely understood. It's not possible. Why they are considering soul and super soul as one? Because they are considering that, okay, material characteristic, these are the different characteristic of these elements, and these elements, you know, their characteristic doesn't match. So okay, it is a spiritual, it is not material. But there is vast difference between a spiritual, these two elements, soul and super soul. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam vo vidhati kaman. One is the enjoyer, one is the proprietor, one is the maintainer of everyone, whereas another is just subservient. Its natural constitutional position is jivir swarupoye krishnere nitya das. So both cannot be considered as one. But from material viewpoint, they are just considering, okay, these are one, because their characteristics are similar. So material viewpoint can never ascertain the complete spiritual dimension. It will always fall short. So these are the five principles which are coming till this particular verse in a very, very graphic way. And now I am going to focus on today's verse, where I am going to focus here on the word specifically, Purusha Ikchaya, that is the glance of the Lord. How the glance of the Lord, as the translation here says, as the material elements headed by Mahatattva are transformed, they receive their specific potencies from the glance of the Supreme Lord. And being amalgamated by the power of nature, they create a universal egg. So we are going to see the different characteristic of the glance of the Lord. The first characteristic of the glance of the Lord is very, very detailed explained in the Canto 3rd, Chapter 5th. And from the verse 31 onwards, if we start reading till 37, we will see in practically in all the slokas, the power of glance of the Lord is coming. I am just giving in a very, very small way the entire what Srila Prabhupada has written, the purport, that how the first element, that is sound, sound creates the sky, you know, and this sky, when it is being glanced by the Lord, along with kal, time, and material energy, it creates the sensation of touch. And from the sensation of touch, air comes. And now air and sky air and ether, when both come together, again, by the glance of the Lord, by the material energy and the Kal factor, comes the sensation of form. And thus, the fire is created. Again, the fire, the sky and air, when they come together, and again, the Kal Shakti of the Lord, the time factor, and then Prakriti, and again, the glance of the Lord, then it creates water. That is sensation of taste, and then it creates water. Again, this water, fire, air, and ether, when they come together, and again, the glance of the Lord, and after the glance of the Lord, along with Kala, the time factor, and material energy, it creates sense of a smell, as well as this earth element. So everywhere we are seeing the power of glance of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada beautifully mentions in the purport that how glance of the Lord is like a painter. You know, there are different elements and the painter decides to give the final touch. So here, the Lord is, Lord's glance is like giving the final touch to the elements. And Prabhupada quotes at how Maya Adhyakchena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. The Prakriti is not working on automatically. It is going under the Adhyakchata, under the glance of the Lord. So beautifully, I would like to read one few, two, three lines of this purport. The automatic system is factually activated by the glancing touch of the Lord. You know, and what this automatic system Prabhupada is quoting, although they are different mixtures of different materials, such mixtures don't take place automatically, just as a mixture of color don't take place automatically without the touch of a living painter. The automatic system is factually activated by the glancing touch of the Lord. Living consciousness is the final word in all the physical change. So here we can clearly see that how the Lord's glance is the reason behind all these material elements. So this is the first word of glance, that is G, that is generating gross and subtle elements. You know? Another aspect of Lord's glance, beautiful aspect of Lord's glance, is how Lord's glance is liberating. The beautiful verse all of you might be knowing, that how in the Kurukshetra war, you know, there was Arjuna and there was Krishna, and Arjuna was shooting the arrows, and by that arrow all the soldiers were being killed, whereas they were being seen by the Lord. The Lord's glance was also falling on them, and that's how they were getting liberated. So Lord's glance is having the potency to liberate. It's liberating. There is a wonderful verse, you know, in Mahabharata, which says, Jayamanam hi purushamyam pasyeta madhusudanah sattvike shatu vigyeya savai mokchartha chintika, which means, whoever is blessed with the transcendental glance of the Lord, Madhusudan, as they are born, become blessed with these three things. Whoever is being blessed by the Lord Madhusudana's glance at the time of birth, they are blessed by these three things. Number one, the quality of mood of goodness. Mood of goodness comes in a very prominent way. Second is vigyeya, they become knowledgeable. And the third thing is mokshartha chintikaha, they become seekers of liberation. So this is the power of glance of the Lord. It creates these three things, mode of goodness, knowledge, and liberation, seeking liberation. You know? Lord's glance is liberating as well as life-giving. So liberating for all the common people and life-giving to his devotees. Especially, we have seen these two wonderful pastime when Aghasur pastime had happened. All the cowherd boyfriend had entered into the abdomen of Aghasur and they were dead. But Lord, with his loving glance, when he saw everyone again came back to their senses. You know, everyone became God the life. So that is the third aspect. Lord's glance is life-giving. Similarly, another pastime of Putana, not Putana, no, our Kaliya, due to the poison which was spread in that particular portion of Yamuna river, whoever all the cowherd boys and cows, when they drank that water, they were dead. But again, Lord's wonderful glance, I would just like to read. As soon as they touched the poisoned water, all the cows and boys lost their consciousness by the divine power of the Lord and fell lifeless at the water's edge. O hero of Kurus, seeing them in such a condition, Lord Krishna, the master of all masters of mystic potency, felt compassion for this devotee who had no Lord other than him. Thus he immediately brought them back to life by showering his nectarian glance. So as soon as Lord glanced on these devotees, everyone got back to life. So thus we saw first G standing for gross and subtle nature. All the elements are created by the glance of the Lord. Then L, the liberating potency of the Lord. And then life-giving potency of the Lord. Now we are going to see another potency of the Lord. And that is A, standing for all auspicious. How Lord's glance is all auspicious. You know, there is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam where when the Dakshas sacrifice had been contaminated, the Patnya, all the wives of Daksha, they pray, Patnya Uchuhu Yagyoyam Tava Yagyaya Kena Srishto Vidhvasta Pashu Patinadya Daksha Kopat Tamnastam Swa Sayanabhasanta Medham Yagyat Mannalina Ruchadrasha Punehi. Here, the translation is, the wives of the performer of sacrifice said, my dear Lord, this sacrifice was arranged under the instruction of Brahma. But unfortunately, Lord Shiva, being angry at Daksha, devastated the entire scene. And because of his anger, the animals meant for sacrifice are lying dead. Therefore, the preparation of the yajna have been lost. Now by the glance of your lotus eyes, the sanctity of this sacrificial arena may be again invoked. So how the wives are requesting, my Lord, please glance. Because this is the potency of the Lord's glance, that it can sanctify, it can create all auspiciousness, whatever situation it may be. In the Mundaka Upanishad, there is a beautiful verse, you know. Bhidyate hirdaya granthi, chidyante sarva samsayah, chiyante chasya karmani, tasmin drishyate paravare. Which says, at his glance, the Lord's glance, all these three things which are so inauspicious in everyone's life. Number one, the knots of the heart. Vidyate hridaya granthi. Then all the doubts are removed. Chidyante sarva samsayah. And chiyante chasya karmani. All the bad karmas are purged. All these three things. All the bad karmas, all the doubts and all the knots in the heart. Everyone can be vanquished just by the glance of the Lord. So that's what this Mundaka Upanishad says, the power of Lord's glance as being all auspicious. It can create all auspiciousness. Just like we say in this world, kisi ko nazar lag gaya, you know. And nazar lag gaya in the sense, it is inauspicious generally. You know, whatever is going good was there, it has become affected by negativity. But when Lord Krishna's nazar falls on someone's, it creates all auspiciousness. Lord Krishna's nazar, we pray that Bhagavan aapki nazar lag jaye, you know, then automatically everything will become also all auspicious. That's the beauty of Lord's glance. Whenever it fall on anyone, it creates all auspiciousness. This is A for all auspiciousness. Another A is how Lord accepts through his glance. Devotees offer bhoga with love. And Lord need not have to take the food in his hand and put in his mouth. He lovingly accepts everything through his glance. So this is compared to the process of initiation. Initiation is when a devotee lovingly offers, "My Lord, I am yours." He offers to the representative of the Lord, and Lord accepts him through the chain of disciplic succession, which is like the vision of the Lord, the glance of the Lord. And through that, Lord accepts anyone who lovingly offers himself. How Lord's glance is all auspicious, and how Lord's glance is through which he accepts everyone. There is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which describes another characteristic of Lord, and that is his affectionate glance, affection. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada brings out such beautiful, important thing for all of us that I would like to read the purport as well as I would read this sloka also.
Aho bataswara yasas tiraskari kusasthali punya yasaskari bhuyah pasyanti nityam ayad anugrahisitam smitavalokam savapatim samayat praja.
He is telling how Dwarka has defeated the glory of heavenly planets and has enhanced the celebrity of the earth. The inhabitant of Dwarka are always seeing the soul of all living being in his loving feature. He glances at them and favors them with sweet smile, smitavalokam. You know, very, very important. One thing is that we go in front of the Lord. That is wonderful. And there is a probability that Lord will see. Another thing is Lord very mercifully glancing, smitavalokam. And how this resident of Dwarka's, mere coincidence that they took birth in Dwarka? It is due to their wonderful devotional service which they have rendered. Now they have got the opportunity to be in front of the Lord. So Lord recognizes the wonderful devotional service rendered by someone. And that's how Lord gives smitavalokam. Lord gives beautiful smiling glance on someone. All of us have heard this beautiful story. There was a blind man. And he was again, every day he used to go to the temple and he used to take darshan. Some people asked, "Why are you going? What you will be able to see?" That person replied, "It doesn't matter whether I would be able to see or not. But Lord will be able to see me." So this is what the glance of the Lord, begging that, "My Lord, please cast your wonderful glance, cast your merciful glance on me, though I am not qualified." So here we see smitavalokam. And a person need not have to think, if a person is rendering sincere devotional service, if a person is rendering very, very wonderful devotional service, whether world knows or not, but Lord always remembers whatever service this person has done. And then seeing the wonderful devotional service, Lord casts his smitavalokam, his wonderful glance to that particular devotee. So how? This glance is affectionate glance. It's all auspicious. Along with all auspicious, it is affection towards that particular person or that particular devotee. Beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which again glorifies the glance of the Lord and how we should go in front of the Lord. It's Canto 10th, Chapter 13, Sloka 50. I would request everyone to, read this purport. Beautiful insights are given in this purport that why we should take darshan of the Lord. I will read that sloka.
Chandrika visad smirehi saru saru napanga vikchite swakarthanam ivaragya sattvabhyam srishtir palakaha.
Those Vishnu forms, by their pure smiling, which resembled their increasing light of moon, and by their sidelong glances of their reddish eyes, created and protected the desires of their own devotees, as if by the mood of passion and goodness. So here, this purport, Srila Prabhupada so beautifully writes one complete paragraph. I am just reading for your pleasure. The word Swakartha Nam refers great desire. As mentioned in this verse, the glance of Lord Vishnu creates the desire of the devotee. A pure devotee, however, has no desire. Therefore, Sanatan Goswami comments that because the desire of devotee whose attention is fixed on Krishna have already been fulfilled, the Lord's sidelong glances create variegated desires in relation to Krishna and devotional service. So whenever we go in front of the Lord, whenever we are seeing, whenever Lord's glance falls upon us, it creates wonderful desire to serve the Lord, desire to render devotional service more and more to please Him. So that's why in purport Srila Prabhupada write that the Lord's sidelong glances create variegated desires in relation to Krishna and devotional service. In the material world, desire is a product of rajoguna and tamoguna. But desire in a spiritual world gives rise to variety of everlasting transcendental service. Thus the word Swakartha Nam refers to eagerness to serve Krishna. So whenever all of us are blessed that we can come in front of the Lord every day and whenever possible, and when we come in front of the Lord, when Lord glances on us, we could also get this wonderful quality of having desire to serve Lord more and more, more and more. In one of the places, Sachinandan Swami Maharaj mentions that when a person takes darshan of the Lord, he is in front of the Lord, from Lord's eyes, a wonderful material, something very auspicious comes and falls on every living entity, whoever is taking darshan. And that particular thing creates desire to serve the Lord. So how auspicious it is, how wonderful it is that all of us can get this opportunity every day. Being in the temple or coming in the temple regularly, we can get this auspicious blessings to come in front of the Lord and receive this wonderful glance of the Lord. And Prabhupada indirectly, he mentioned about himself here in this purport, where he says, in Vrindavan, there is a place where there was no temple, but a devotee desired, let there be a temple and seva, devotional service. Therefore, what was once empty corner now has become a place of pilgrimage. Such are the desire of a devotee. So Srila Prabhupada is acknowledging that how desires of devotee are in connection with Krishna, and all these desires are manifested when glance of Lord falls on a devotee. It creates variegated desire. So here we saw this in connection to the glance of the Lord with A, that is affection. So affection attach all auspices and Lord accepts through His glance. And then we are coming to the next aspect of Lord's glance is N, that is nourishing. How Lord nourishes everyone through His glance. Just like a baby fish is nourished by the mother fish through the glance. Just, you know, through glance the baby fish is nourished. Similarly, all the living entities in this material world, they are nourished and nurtured by the glance of the Lord in form of sun and moon. You know, as we see in, you know, Brahma Samhita, we recite, Yachakchur esh shatvika shakala grahanam raja samasta suramurtir asaisa teja yasyagya brahmati sabhritta kala chakro govinda madhipursam tamham bhajami. And similarly, how the sun creates all the nourishment, everything what we are getting, all whatever is required, all energy is coming from sun. And that is what Lord, through His glance, is nourishing everyone. And similarly, through moon, He is glancing and all the rasa and everything is coming in due to moon. So this is how the Lord is blessing everyone through His glance. And Lord is also, the sun and moon are nourishing all the living entities. The sun and moon are also illuminating. Similarly, Lord's glance is illuminated. When a person is sincere into Krishna consciousness, Divya Gyan Hride Prakashito, Lord glances as Paramatma, and due to that, the Divya Gyan, the transcendental knowledge, is illuminated in the heart of a devotee. So for a devotee who is sincerely trying to practice, If he has certain doubt, if he is finding some kind of challenge, the Lord in his heart, he illuminates because of its sincerity. Because he is seated as Paramatma in that devotee's heart. Divya Gyan Hirdaya Prakashito. No. So this is how Lord nourishes all the living entities and the devotees. So this was N. G for gross and material energy, material elements, all are created by Lord's glance. L, how Lord's glance is liberating as well as life-giving. How Lord's glance, A, is all auspicious, it's through which Lord accepts and its affection, Lord expresses his affection. And then N is how Lord's glance is nourishing. And then is C for compassion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Jivera karane asiya prapanche lila koilo suvistara gopinath. All this material creation has been created for one lone purpose. And the lone purpose is Lord's infinite compassion to the living entities. Jivera karane, for the living entities to give them a wonderful opportunity again so that they can get their constitutional position back by reforming their desires. And that this material energy wonderfully facilitates. How this wonderful material energy, this material world has been created, that a person in due course of time will surely will come to this conclusion that I am not the controller. You know, I am not the enjoyer. I am not the proprietor. You know, just 2 days back, I was hearing two of our devotees, His Grace Rasikacharya Prabhu and Kirti Nitaya Prabhu, they were discussing, you know, Bodhayanta Parasparam, certain, you know, Krishna conscious discussion regarding, you know, few slokas of Ishopanishad. And so they were so beautifully going deeper and deeper. Our Kirti Nitaya Prabhu was explaining that how, just like a person who is not having the managerial bent, if he is given managerial services, how he will be uncomfortable and he will become frustrated after some time because he is not having given that bent. And in due course of time, he will think, he will just, you know, quit. Either he will quit or, you know, management may remove him. These two can happen. Because that bent has not been given. And he is not, you know, able to make himself oriented in that way. Similarly, the living entity constitutionally, he is thinking that he's enjoyer, but he's not an enjoyer. He is to be enjoyed. And if a person, he is to be enjoyed and he's thinking, I am the enjoyer, it's like, just like a manager who is not really meant for managing. What will happen? In due course of time, he'll get frustrated. So in the same way, this material energy facilitates. Okay, you try. And in due course of time, that person is going to get frustrated. And then one day, he will come and take shelter of the Lord. My Lord, both ho gaya, I am yours. So this is how this material energy, this beautiful material creation facilitates, and this compassion of the Lord, that Lord has so beautifully architected according exactly to the need of the living entity's upliftment. And it is customized so beautifully according to different devotees, different desires. So beautifully Lord allows, okay, you want to do this? Okay, go ahead. And Lord as Paramatma, he remembers all the desire of that particular living entity and facilitates. Here is the opportunity you enjoy. And in due course of time, certainly for sure that living entity comes to the conclusion, this place is not a place for my enjoyment. You know, I am a person who need to give enjoyment to the Lord. And in that giving, he feels, oh my God, it is much more enjoyment rather than when I was trying to enjoy myself separately. So this is how Lord facilitates through his compassion. And same Lord, he comes as Lord Jagannath and he casts his beautiful, wonderful glance with bigger eyes to everyone, just again to bring everyone back to a spiritual world. So much so that Lord comes out. You know, generally Lord is there in the temple, but this is the compassion of the Lord, that Lord comes out. Okay, these people are not coming inside this material world, this temple. Let me come out and glance, give my glance to everyone so that they can come closer to Krishna, to come closer to me. And this is how Lord's compassion is being seen through the glance. Glance of the Lord, through which the material energy is created. The material energy, all the living entities are impregnated. And another glance is the glance of Lord Jagannath, where he is giving an opportunity for everyone who are not coming to the temple to see him and come closer to Krishna. So that is compassion of the Lord. And finally, the last aspect, that is E. And this E is ever increasing reciprocation between Lord and devotee through the glance of each other. This is very, very high esoteric topic. I am not going to go in detail of it. But this is how when gopis and Lord, they reciprocate with each other. One sees the beauty of another and one becomes more beautiful. Seeing that beauty, another becomes more beautiful. And this is just like exactly the word which we have heard. Anandam budhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrit aswadanam. I will just quote here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur envisions the gopis dealing with Krishna as follows. You know, Krishna says, you want to become my servants? You want to become my servants? So do I have to buy you with some payment? I have to buy you with some payment? Or are you giving yourself freely? This is what Lord Krishna asks. And he replies, gopis tell, since the beginning of your youthful, since the beginning of our youthful womanhood, you have been purchasing us with the payment of millions and millions time more than enough. And that payment is gem-like a smiling glance, which creates a treasure we have never heard about or seen anywhere in this world. That's what gopis are saying, that just your glance itself is sufficient, and this glance is paying much more than what we could have thought of or we could have imagined. So that's what gopis can understand, the potency of Lord's glance or the value of Lord's glance. And Lord also, when he sees this kind of devotee, he tells, Aham Bhakta Paradhina, I am just, you know, servant of these devotees. So this is the glance of the Lord. I will just repeat and we will end our discussion here, that how we discussed today few principles from first sloka till sloka number 18. The first, Lord's accommodating nature, that how Lord accommodates everyone, how Lord accepts everyone's viewpoint and says, okay, you are true. He is not crossing them. You are wrong, wrong, wrong. Though he is the creator, he is accommodating everyone, saying, okay, from this view, this is correct. This view, this is correct. The first principle of the Lord's accommodating nature. The second principle we discussed is the power of material energy. The power of material energy which creates conflict of interest. You know, everyone will have some conflict of interest because of the influence of material nature. And the third aspect which we saw, how Lord is the uniting principle. How unity in diversity can only come when we uplift ourselves spiritually. And when we hear Lord's version, because Lord's version is not tinged with modes of material nature. And when we hear this and we uplift ourselves spiritually, we can see unity in diversity. This is principle third. The fourth principle we saw, that how subtle is present in the gross and gross is present in the subtle. And fifth principle which we saw is how material viewpoint will always fall short in ascertaining complete spiritual reality. We will not be able to know complete reality in its toto by our material viewpoint. These are the few five principles. And the sixth thing from this verse, that purusa ikchaya, the glance of the Lord, we discussed in great detail. What are the different aspects of Lord glance? We made acronym glance. The G is standing for all the gross and subtle elements are created by the glance of the Lord. Then L, how Lord's glance is liberating as well as life-giving. How A indicates Lord's glance is all auspicious, and Lord through his glance he accepts the bhoga as well as he accepts a devotee through Guru Parampara system. And how Lord's glance is affectionate glance, the glance which creates desire to serve in the devotee. And then N, we saw that how Lord's glance is nourishing and nurturing. Through sun and moon it is creating this nourishment. And then we saw C of the Lord's glance is compassion, how Lord is giving compassionate glance and creating this material energy just for compassion to the living entities who want to enjoy separately from him. And we saw also Lord Jagannath's wonderful glance for which he comes out to this, to come out of the temple. And then finally E, we saw how there is ever increasing reciprocation between Lord and his devotee through glance once a person becomes purified. With this, I would seek your blessings that may I also get the glance of the Lord more and more. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.